Okay, we're on the bottom of Tezayin Amad Aleph. Mishnah. Yosef ben Yoezer Omer Shalom Lismach. Yosef ben Yochan Omer Lismach. Yerushalmi says that this was the first machlokas in Klal Yisrael. Till now, there was no major machloksin, and or the pshat is there were machloksin. But some say there was only machlokas in what was the halacha l'Moshe Mishinai. But there was no machlokas in what was the halacha l'Moshe Mishinai. But there were machlokas in svaras. That kind of machlokas could be. Here, that doesn't really fit. I couldn't find the source for that, the Chidosh says it. But it only goes, the Gemara is going to discuss what the machlokas was here. Whether the machlokas was there such a thing as smicha nyantif or not, that fits. But Maisha Gemara says that's not the machlokas. Machlokas is only, was there, this is the Rabbanan to be Shomei. It has nothing to do with the halacha l'Moshe Mishinai, and this is the Rabbanan, which is dependent on a svara. So the Maritz Chiya says what's accepted as the Teretz, that up until that time, whenever they had a machlokas, they settled it immediately in the Sanhedrin, took a vote, and that was it. Didn't remain only for a very short time. This machlokas spread over Doros, and they never, for some reason, brought it to a vote in the Sanhedrin. They had a clear vote in the Sanhedrin, and therefore the machlokas lasted for generations. So Yosef ben Yoezer says that you don't make smicha on Yantif, and Yosef ben Yochanan says you do. Yoshua ben Prachya Omer Shalom Lismach. Nitai Harbeli Omer Lismach. Next generation was the, what's it called, Yoshua ben Prachya said not, and Nitai Harbeli said yes. Yehuda ben Tabe Omer Shalom Lismach. Next generation was Yehuda ben Tabe. We'll see these were the Nesim and the Av Beisdin in each generation. Yehuda ben Tabai says you don't make smicha, and Shimon ben Shetach says you do. Shemaya Omer Lismoch, Abatalion Omer Shalom Lismoch. Hillel Umenachem. Originally, the nemesis of Hillel was Menachem. Lo Nechliku. They didn't have an argument, and it shows what they both held. Yotza Menachem, Nichna Shamai. And Menachem went out, and the Gemara is going to discuss where he went out to. He was out of the picture, and Shammai came in his place. Shammai Omer Shalom Lismach. Shammai held not to make smicha, and Hillel Omer Lismach, which probably means that originally Hillel and Menachem both held that you should make smicha. Harishonim Hayu Nisiyim. The first ones mentioned in each generation were Nasi, Ushniyim Lohem Abbezin, and the second ones mentioned were the Abbezin. The greatest one was the Nasi, and the second greatest was made the Abbezin. Rashi. Yossi ben Yoezer Omer Shalom Lismach B'yantif. Zuhi machlokas Rishona Shoshu B'chachmei Yisrael. Again, it was the first machlokas that was not resolved shortly, quickly. Yoshua ben Prachya Kulan Dorach Ador. Each one is the, these two Zugos were, the Zugos that I mentioned in Pirkei Avos, they were the ones who were responsible for the Mesorah in each generation. Yotze Menachem, the Gemara Meforish Lehechen Yotze. I want to explain where he went out to. Nichna Shammai Lios Abbezin Tachter. Shammai was the Abbezin when Hillel was the Nasi. Harishonim Shehuskeru Rishon Bechol Zug Vezug HaYinasiyim. The first one mentioned in each pair is the Nasi, and the second one was the Abbezin. From the Rabbanan, Shlosha Mizugos Harishonim Sheomru Shalom Lismoch Ushnayim Mizugos Ha'achronim Sheomru Lismoch HaYinasiyim. Ushniim lehem avos based in Divra Meir. Right, so let's figure it out. If the, what's it called, three from the first group who said not to be Somer. So who are those? Three from the first group who said not to be Somer. The first three. Yosef ben Yoezer, and Yosef ben Yochanan, and Yoshua ben Prachya are all Nasiim. And two from the second group who said not, that's the, what's it called, Nitai Har Bailey. One second, and what's it called? Shnai Mizuga Sachron Shalom Lismach. The last two, which is Nitai Har Bailey, says Lismach. And Yehuda Ben Tabai Shalom Lismach, so Nitai Har Bailey was the Nasi. Shimon Ben Shatach Omer Lismach, Shmai Omer, what's it called? One second. Was the first group, Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan. So Yosef ben Lezer said, Shalom Lismoch, he was a Nasi. Then Yoshua ben Prachya said, Shalom Lismoch, and Nitar Bailey said, Yes Lismoch, so Yeshua ben Prachya was a Nasi. Yehuda ben Tabai said, Shalom Lismoch, and Shim ben Chetach Lismoch, Yehuda ben Tabai was a Nasi. Okay. Now, in the next group, Shmaya Omer Lismoch, and Avtalion Omer Shalom Lismoch, Avtalion was a Nasi. He's the one who said, well, no, the one that said Shmaya was a Nasi. In the second group, that was the last two, the one who said Lismoch was a Nasi. And in the last group, Hillel Menachem, Hillel said yes, Lismoch, so he was a Nasi, and Shammai said Shalom Lismoch. He was the Abbezin. So that's how we learned the Mishnah to begin with. That's the Meir, that's the Mishnah. That all of the ones mentioned first were Nisim. The ones mentioned second were the Abbezin. That's the Meir holds. The Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim hold not like that. Yehudim and Tabai Abbezin, the Shimon and Shetach Nasi. They say that in that group, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Abbezdin, and Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. Man Tana Lohu, Loha de Tana Rabbanan. So who is the author of this Braisa? Omrav Yehuda ben Tabai, Erev Nechama, or this Mishnah, it's a Mishnah. Omrav Yehuda ben Tabai, Erev Nechama, Im Loherati, Eidzomen, Lohoshim, Yudim, Shol Tzedukim. Right, Yehuda ben Tabai says, I killed an Eidzomen, in order to go against what the Tzedukim said. Shehoyu Omrim, the Tzedukim said, Ein Edim Zom Nerogim Achi Yehorig Anidam. You don't kill Edim Zomimim who came and testified that somebody murdered somebody unless you killed the murderer. You kill the murderer and then you find out the Edim to the Edim Zomimim, you kill the Edim Zomimim. Omer lo Shim ben Shetach, Ere ben Nechom, and he held no. That you kill the Edom Zomim only if the murderer hasn't been killed. Hashizomim lasos li'achiv, and he's still around. But if he's already killed, you don't kill the Edom Zomim. Either because there's not enough kapara then, right? Because they caused the Beis Din to kill somebody, it's very hard to get kapara, and therefore you don't kill the Edom Zomim, the Rabbanim will take care of it. That's the reason. Okay. Or, the opposite, some say, since the Rav Anishom let the Beis Din kill this guy, he must have been Chayiv Misa, so it takes away a little bit from the severity of what the Edom Zomim did, even though their Kavana was for bad. So, Omer lo Shim ben Shetach, so Shim ben Shetach said to Yehuda ben Tabai, Ere ben Nechama, Tosha's Ere ben Nechama is a Lashon Shvua. Right? In lo Shofak the Dam Noki, you killed an innocent person. Because you only killed one Eid Zomim. Shari Omru Chachomim Ein Eidim Zomim Erogimach Yozom Ushnehem. You don't kill either one unless both of them are Muza. And in his case, only one of them was Muza. They ain't Lokinach Yozom Ushnehem. They ain't Mishalman Lomanach Yozom Ushnehem. So Miyad Kibel of Yehuda Ben Tabai Shein Omor HaLokal Elbet Neshim Ben Shetach. So Yehuda Ben Tabai then was Makabal that he wouldn't be Mora HaLokal except if Shim ben Shetach is there, in case he makes a mistake, he'll catch it. Kol Yomav Shul Yehuda ben Tabai, Hayim Shateach al Kivro Shalo Sohorig. In his entire life, Yehuda ben Tabai used to go and prostrate himself on the kever of the person, the Eid Zomim that he killed. Hayim Kolo Nishma, and there was a voice heard from the kever. Kisvur Na'am Lomav Shul Kolo Sohorig. So the people thought that it was the voice of the person who was killed, who had tainas on Yehuda ben Tabai. Omer lohem kolihu. So Yehuda ben Tabai said, no, it's my voice. Don't think there's anything mysterious over here. I'm the one who's crying. Teidu shlemacher hu meis, vein kolo nishma. Tomorrow I'm going to die. In other words, someday I'm going to die. You'll see, they won't hear any voices. Omer le ravacha bered the rava le ravashi. Maybe there's no proof. Dilma piyusei taisei. Ovedina tavin tavi. Maybe it really was the voice of the person who was killed. And he was having constant tainas on Yehuda ben Tabai. Except when Yehuda ben Tabai died, he went and made up with him. Or he brought him to din and showed that what he did was right or whatever. And they settled it in Shammai. And that's why he wasn't screaming anymore. Now the Gemara doesn't say, Yehuda ben Tabai said, it's not him, it's me. So it was him. But there was no proof that he brought that tomorrow I'm not going to be here, and they won't hear a voice, maybe that's not a proof. But the Maya said, we believe them. He said it was his voice, not the other guy's voice. So Mara says, money. So who does this Mishnah go like? Money ha. He amers b'shlomer Reb Meir, goes like Reb Meir, who said, Domer shim ben shetach ad bezdin, and Reb Yehuda ben Tabe was the Nasi, hainu de komori halacha b'fnei shim ben shetach. That's why in the beginning, was Mora Holoch in front of Shim ben Shetach. He was a Nasi, and Shim ben Shetach was only the, what's it called, the Abdezdin. He was greater. Eli'i Amos Rabbanan, the Amri Yehudim and Tabai Abdezdin, Shim ben Shetach Nasi, according to the Rabbanan who say that Shim ben Shetach was the Nasi, Yehudim and Tabai was the Abdezdin, right? Shim ben Shetach was the Nasi, Abdezdin was the Nasi, Mora Holoch. Right, Lamaisa, in the beginning, why was he Mora Halach in front of the Nasi? Right, and it says only after this Maisa he was Mekabel not to be Mora Halacha except in the presence of Shimon ben Shetach. Lechari, he shouldn't have Paskin and Ishail except in the presence of Shimon ben Shetach to begin with, because the Shimon ben Shetach was a Nasi. So Mora says, my kibel alav the kamer, it's to rufe. Da filu, it's to rufe, nomilam, it's tarifna. Till then, he didn't paskin anything unless Shim ben Shetach, in front of Shim ben Shetach. But if there was people arguing on Shim ben Shetach, he could side with them to make a majority against Shim ben Shetach. But once Shim ben Shetach pointed out his mistake, he never joined, if he disagreed with Shim ben Shetach, he never joined a majority to paskin against Shim ben Shetach. He was mevatel his das. If Shim ben Shetach said it, he went along with him. Never was mitzvarif to the other side to what's it called, to outweigh Shim ben Shetach's opinion. Rashi. Ad eid zomen, shelo huzom elahu levada. One aid. Only one of the aidim zomim was, only one of the aidim was muzam. Those two witnesses came and they said, Reuven and Shimon said that Levi killed Yehuda, and Yisachar and Zvulun came and said that Reuven was with them. They didn't know about Shimon, but we know Reuven wasn't there. So Reuven was an aid zomen. So Yehuda ben Tabai killed him. And the murderer, wasn't yet killed. Ad shehori ganidon kodem hazama v'acher kach huzmu shehoyu dorshin nefesh b'nefesh shomer beim zomim. That they darshan nefesh b'nefesh means only if they Adam Zomim were successful in having the murderer killed, then you kill them. If they're muzam after the murderer was killed. But if they're muzam before the murderer was killed, then obviously we're not going to kill the murderer, then he's not the murderer. Then they don't get killed either. Omru lohem chachomim, v'alo kvar nemer, kashu zomim lasos lo'achi, v'adayin ochi kaim. It says, kashu zomim lasos li'ochi. Masha, that his brother is still alive. Right. The Loma Nemer Nefesh Benefesh, Shein Re Rogim Achigm Hadin Shom Nidon Kodem Shehuzmu. Right? That's why they say Nefesh Benefesh, because they have to have Gemar Din. It has to be at least the Gemar Din. But if they're Muzam before the Gemar Din, they didn't yet make the verdict, or after the verdict and he was already killed, then they don't kill them. But here it's Masha, wherever it says Achiv in the Torah, it means the brother is still alive. Right, it says by Yavama al shem achiv hames. So the chora, what's it called? You see, and he's dead. So he's still called the achiv, even though he's not. So why is over here kashizama masos the achiv different than the chori al shem achiv? I say very simple. Depends what it means. Achiv can mean your brother. Achiv can mean your peer. Now, somebody who's dead is not the peer of somebody who's alive, but he could be his brother. Right, his actual blood brother. So by Yavam it's talking about a blood brother, that's even if after the person is dead, he's a brother. But he's not your peer after he's dead. If he's not really your brother, he just Achiv means your peer, then he's not your peer, what's it called? Okay. They said, what's the same thing? Somebody made a nether, he's not gonna see somebody. And the guy died. Can he go to his levaya? See him then. So they bring a raya from Mitzrayim. It says, Kashirisim is Mitzrayim hayom lo sosifu l'rosam ad olam. And then it says, Vayar Yisrael is Mitzrayim, meisos vashayam. Basically, seeing them after they're dead is not the same thing as seeing them alive. So made a nether not to see somebody, they're different after they're dead. They're not the same person. They ain't lokin, im hei du shechayv malchus, and if they, what's it called, were made that they're chayv malchus, and you only were mazin one of them, so you don't give him malchus. The kulu garsina shiyazumu shneim. Maseches Makis, Yolif Bamikra. We learn from Psukim that you need both, because it says Vehi ne eid sheker ho eid. V'omer mar kol makom shenemar eid harei kan shneim. Whenever it says eid in the Torah, stam, it means a pair of witnesses. Eid doesn't mean a witness; it means a testimony, and testimony is two witnesses. Elabeth Ne Shimon, so from that time on Yehuda ben Tabi was makabel on himself only to give only to say an opinion in front of Shim ben Shetach, because if you make a mistake Shim ben Shetach would catch him. So Haine the Komorah Halachot Ne Shimon, if Yehuda ben Tabi was the Nasi and Shim ben Shetach was the Abbezdin, that's up until that time he would pass Kinshilas without in front of Shim ben Shetach. In other words, without Shim ben Shetach, okay, because he was bigger than him. Midika Amar Miyad Kibel Shmami No Da'anash Ta'ori B'Fonah, that he would paskin even though Shim ben Shetach was there. He was a bigger person. He could paskin in place of him. Who might Kibel? But according to the Chachamim, that Shim ben Shetach was the Nasi. So even up until that point, where he had the right to paskin in his place, he should have waited till Shimon ben Shetach paskin. So he says, no, what does it mean, Kibel? He never paskin before Shimon ben Shetach. Right? In other words, before over here doesn't mean in front of him. It means that, what's it called, that he took the place of Shimon ben Shetach. But from this point on, right, what might Kibel? Labdad hashtahora. Devali lahori, never paskin. At that case of Eid Zomim, Shimon Shetach wasn't there. So he wasn't Mora Halacha Bithnanav. Lomit Sarifna. After that, he was Makabel. Not only wouldn't he paskin in the place of Shimon ben Shetach, Leshe Bedin Elabahadi Shimon, but I won't be Mitzarif to a Beis Din. To even say that opinion, or surely not the other opinion, I mean, mitzarif to the people against him, what's it called? And I only said what Shim ben Shetach said. Yotze Menachem and Itna Shammai. Lahechem Yotze. Where did Menachem go that they had to replace him with Shammai? Baya Omer Yotze L'Tavus Ra. He went off the Derech. Right. Rava Omar, he became a Tzeduki, a Baitusi. Rava Omer Yotzel Avodas HaMelech. Rava says that he became a politician. Tanya Nami Hachi, and some say there's no machlokas between them. That becoming a politician is being Yotzel Atagus Rav. It's just described it in different ways. Rava Omer, okay, Tanya Nami Hachi is a brayso that says that. Yotzel Menachem Avodas HaMelech. Right. Menachem supported Hurdas. And Hurdas, when he became king, after he killed out all the Chashmonaim, he elevated Menachem to be a big shot in his court. The Yotzu Imo Shmonim Zugos Talmidim Levushim Tzoriko. And he took away, what's it called, politicians have their cronies, so he gave jobs to 80 pairs of Talmidei Chachamim, left the Beis Medrash, and became... got jobs, political jobs, through Menachem. And they wore sarikon, they wore royal robes. Omer of Shaman Bar Abel, see Rashi till here. Sarikon, levush big de malchus. They wore royal clothing. Omer of Shaman Bar Abel, and Yochanan, lo'olam al kehe shmus kala beinecho. You should never think that even an Issa de Rabbanan is anything to deal lightly with. Shari smicha ein ala bishum shmus. The whole machlokus over here was only, is there an issur d'rabbanan of being mishtamish with a behema to make smicha on yantif or not? Where goes there, you can't, be mishtamish with a behema on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's Muktzah. Okay? So, Smicha, we'll see, is Mishtamish with the Behema. So, were they Gozer Smicha or not Gozer Smicha? So, the whole Machlokas is only whether the Shvus applies on Yom Tov or not. And Nechluku Bagadol Yador, for generations, this Machlokas went on, vice versa, it was an important enough thing not to resolve and to keep arguing about. So, Shvus is a pretty important thing. Nor says, Shita Shvus Shvus. Mitzvah, what's it called? So, what's the Pshita? Why do you have to tell me that a Shvus is important? Of course, a Shvus is important. Right? Stam could deal lightly with the Surah of the Rabbanan. Somebody's over in Issa the Rabbanan, Stam like this, is Poris Gether, Nocha Shisha Ishachem. Why do you tell me that a Shvus, I have to bring a riot from this mission, a Shvus is important? Mitzvah, right? No, even a Shvus of a mitzvah. Even where it's a mitzvah, maybe that not doing the shvus there, you might see a kind of mitzvah, maybe it's not so serious, even serious. Because there's another way of learning this machlokas. They weren't arguing whether you're allowed to make smicha. Really, you should make smicha. The shaila is you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov for the Rabbanan answered it, even though there's a mitzvah. Right? If you learn that way, there's no chiddush. There's another way of learning. That there was a shaila whether bichlal you make smicha on Yom Tov, but on what's it called bichlal on those karbanos. If there's such a thing as smicha bichlal on Yom Tov, they're not arguing about smicha itself. Everybody holds there is a mitzvah of smicha, but the shaila was did the rabbanan answer it on Yom Tov or not? Rashi, shvus the mitzvah. No, ainu elu mishum shvus. The snan elu he mishum shvus. These are Yisurei Derabbanan. Lo Olin Be'ilon, the idea of a Shvus, the Ramban in Chumash explains, Torah says, Shabbos Shabbos. So, means that aside from the Yisurei Malacha that apply to Yom Tov or Shabbos, there's also a concept of Shvus, of resting, of things that are not specifically Malachas, but if you do them, it would make Shabbos or Yom Tov like every other day. Like, conceivably, you could not do any of the Namites Malachas and end up doing things that are mutter, but make Shabbos like Chol. So the Rabbanan asked those things to make Shabbos more Shabbos day. And they took their cue from the fact that it said in the Torah, Shabbosim. That's why it's called the Shvus. So the Surah, the Rabbanan of Shabbos are called Shvusim. What are those things? Lo Olam Be'ilah, you can't climb a tree. Velo Roch V'nagabi Behema. Because there's no malachas in climbing a tree, and there's no malacha in riding an animal. The Rabbanan answered it because you may come to malacha, but even more so, if you rode animals all day and climbed trees all day, what kind of Shabbos would it look like? So they answered these things. They found ways of justifying the Isser in order to, what's it called, to maintain the sanctity of Shabbos. The high nami mishtamish balichayim hu shesomei choleh b'chol kolcho. Smicha has to be that you lean on the animal with all your strength. So since you're leaning on the animal, you're making use of the animal. It's holding you up. Kidamrinu come on. Shvus the mitzvah, nomi tanina misnisinu. Mayashminu Rabbi Yochanan. Right, what's the Chiddush of Yochanan saying? It says the Farish, that you can't make smicha on Yom Tov. It's only a shvus and it's a mitzvah. Still, you don't do it. Lafuki man be'om mesechus beya. The smicha atzum pligin. The Gemara says that one opinion is that the machlokas was not whether smicha, which applies on Yom Tov, could be done or not, but whether it applied on Yom Tov bechlau. Umanda also la mishum shvus asher. It's not also because of shvus. Ela mishum desvirei deshalmei chova lo boy smicha. That shlamim that you have to bring. The only time you need smicha is a shlamim that you volunteer to bring. But a shlamim you have to bring, like these shlamim of Yom Tov, shalmei simcha. And shalmei chagiga, you don't make smicha. The chikosha the somach, the shalmei nedovak seed. The Torah only says smicha by a shlomen that you bring voluntarily. The chova minedovak lom gamina. This man the Amar holds, you don't learn shalmei chova from shalmei nedovak. Kamash v'mon, Rabbi Yochanan, the time of mishum shvusu, usmichosim la'ola mitzvah. Really, there is a chiyuv to make smicha, but the Rabbanan answered it because of the shvus. Shema mina. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rami Bar Chama, Shema Mino Smicha Bechol Kocho Baina. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason they answered Smicha on Yom Tov is because it's a Shvus, and they kept the shvus even b'makom mitzvah. The shvus is that you're mishtamish with the behemah. You're only mishtamish with the behemah if you have to, what's it called, put your full weight down and you're leaning on the animal. But if you're just touching the animal, there's no issur to touch something, it's muktzah. It's only if you're like a tree. You don't touch a tree on Shabbos, you can't make use of it. Making use of it would be if you can't stand up and you lean on it. So it supports you. Without that, you'd fall over. That's called making use of the tree, or putting something in it, or putting something on it. Same thing with an animal. But some touching it is not awesome. So if you just touch the animal to make smicha, you didn't have to lean on it, then there wouldn't be a shvus altogether. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said it's a shvus, and that's why it's aser, smicha means not, what's it called, just putting your hands on the animal. It means literally being somich on the animal, leaning on the animal, leaning down hard on it with your hands. What are you doing? There's no issue to touch an animal on Yantif. Meisvei. Da'aber b'nei Yisrael v'somach. B'nei Yisrael somchin ve'ei b'nos Yisrael somchos. Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon omrim b'nos Yisrael somchos v'shus. Machlok is whether smich applies to women or not. It says b'nei Yisrael, so the Tanakhama holds that that only, what's it called, men have to make smicha, women don't make smicha. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that women are allowed to, they don't have to make smicha, but they're allowed to. And the Tanakhama holds they're not allowed to, either because it's baltosif, or because they're mishtamish bekotchi. Rabbi Yossi, sochli abba elozer, pam achas hoyolanu edos zivchei shlomim, that the Yinula Ezra's Noshim once had an eagle of a Zivchei Shlomim that belonged to women. And we brought it to the Ezra's Noshim, the Somchol of Noshim, and the women made smicha. Lomit Nesha smicha b'Noshim. Not because women have to make smicha. Ela k'dei lasos nachas ruach b'Noshim. They wanted to make them feel good. So they let them make smicha. The Yisrael k'dei to smicha b'chol kocho b'inan, yishum nachas ruach b'Noshim ad-dinan avod b'kotshim. Right? If you lean on an animal that's kodesh, and there's no mitzvah to do it, then you're making use of an animal that's kodesh, which is also, forget about what's it called. So normally you could do that to be mekayim the mitzvah smicha, except on Yantif where there's an issur shvus. But if women aren't supposed to be somech altogether, they don't have to. To lean on an animal any time that's kodesh is also. There's no smicha. Ela lav shma minoa lo boin b'chol kochel. The fact that they let the women do it, even though they held that there's no mitzvah, means that you don't have to lean on it. Just touch it. So then we're back to the problem. And what was the problem on Yontif? No, you have to lean on it. The Omer Lahu Akfu Yadaychon. They told the women, just put your hands lightly on it. In other words, the was Ihochi Lomit Mesha Smicha Benoshin, typically the Ein of the Smicha Klal. Then they weren't Makayim Smicha. Right? So what's the idea that they said, don't think they did it because it's Smicha by women, they just did it to make them feel good. The Maisa didn't make smicha at all. They did something that looked like smicha, but it wasn't smicha. Amravami, chada vol kumar, in chanami, that's what they said. Chada, the lesser was smicha klal. First of all, they didn't really make smicha. Right? So even if you hold it's awesome for a woman to make smicha because it's baltosif, right? They didn't make it. And the old, kidei lasos machas ruach lenoshim, they just made them make it look like smicha to make them feel good. Amra, papa shmami, not stodim asurim. Right. Another thing you learn from here, that it's not only the top of the animal that you're not allowed to mishtamish with, even the sides not. That's a machlokas in Shabbos, whether by a tree. Stavka, the what's it called, the direct use of the tree, or even indirect. What stodim doesn't mean side. It means stodim means like, it means sides also, but it means the following. It means that if you have a tree and you hang something directly on the tree, that's called being mishtamish with the tree. If you have a peg coming out of the tree and you hang something on the peg, then you're mishtamish b'tzadim. That's called the sides of the tree, meaning indirect. That's also halacha, it's also. You can't put a basket on a peg that's in a tree. But if you have a basket that's on a peg in the tree, you can put something in the basket, because that's sivei tzadim. That's two steps removed from the tree. But to make use of something that's connected to the tree directly, right? That's only one step removed from the tree, that's also. That's called stodim. So over here, the Gemara says, the chora, if tzadim would be mutter, the isla kedai to tzadim mutarim lismach with tzadim. Then don't make use of the animal, what's it called, directly over it, but on the sides. Right? So my story is that what's it called, that even making use of the sides of the animals also. The Rav Ashi Omer Afilu came with tzadim mutarim, called the Bahadi Gaba Kigava Dami. Right, even if you hold the tzadim mutar, that's only mamish the sides. But anything you have to do on the sides of the head, anything that slopes over from the top of the head is not called tzadim. That's still called the actual head of the animal. Otherwise, what's the shvus? If you don't have to lean on the animal, what shvus is it? Babra b'nei Yisrael, Adam ki akri mikem korban Hashem, uksibahu ad inyona v'samach es yado. So the samach is only b'nei Yisrael, not b'nos Yisrael. Abba Elazar kach shmo. That was his name. He wasn't the father of Elazar, and he wasn't father Elazar. He was, what's it called? His name was Abba Elazar. His name was Abba. Akfu yadaychu, lashon dekofa. Akfu means to lightly let your hands float. The word kofa means to float. So it means to put your hands lightly on something. Hekivu yadaychim, akfu lashon dover hatsof. Akfu means to float. De'ein machbid, you don't put pressure. Himatargamina and vayitzef habarzel, the kofa parzelah. By the Malachim, where the axe by Elisha floated up, so the Targum says the kofa. Shema minon Rabbi Yochanan, the oki tarla mishum shvus, tzodin asurim. The apagav ligabe shvus rechiv aminon, even though the shvus was not riding on an animal, which means on top, right? You don't usually ride on the side of an animal, right? Aminon hu adin lechol shimush. It does lav dafka riding, but any a shimush and lav dafka the top of the animal, even the sides. Even in a place that's not normally that you actually make use of the animal, like on the side, still is awesome. Same thing goes with a tree. The Gemara in Shabbos, there's a machlokas whether tzadim is awesome or not. Mahalokah is that it's awesome, but tzidei tzadim is mutter. Lismoch, the harosha behemah ketzadim dami. Right? Because you make smicha, because the head of the animal is not the place that you usually ride the animal. You sit on his head. So it's just the same thing as the sides. Where it says, the Bahadi Gava, Sheshava, the Gova Hagav, so behemah. Anything equal, parallel to the back of the animal that you normally use is still called the top of the animal. Sides are only something that's totally not in line with the back. The head is parallel to the body. Okay.